Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Today, we will be discussing a topic that is relevant to every single one of us. Confidence. In a world where uncertainty and insecurity abound, it is easy to fall into the trap of placing our confidence in things that are fleeting and unreliable. But as believers, we have a sure and a steadfast foundation for our confidence, our faith in God. Let's explore this topic further as we look into the Word of God and discover how we can cultivate a confidence that is unshakable. Again, the topic is, where does your confidence lies? And our Bible text is from 2 Kings chapter 18 from verse 19 to 20.
2 Kings chapter 18 verses 19 to 20. And Rabshakeh said unto them, Speak ye now to Hezekiah, Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Verse 20. Thou sayest, But they are but vain words, I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom dost thou trust, that thou rebellest against me?
We live in a world where people are constantly searching for security and assurance. Some people place their confidence in their abilities, their wealth, or their social status, while others put their trust in their job, relationships, or possessions. But as Christians, we must remember that our ultimate source of confidence comes from our faith in God. Today, let us look to 2 Kings chapter 18 verses 19 to 20 where we took our Bible text as our guide to understanding where our confidence should lie. In 2 Kings chapter 18 verses 19 to 20, King Hezekiah of Judah was facing a crisis when the king of Assyria sent a messenger to threaten him and his people. The messenger asked, On what do you rest this trust of yours? Hezekiah's response was a powerful one. He said, It is true that you have spoken of defeat and destruction. But I have heard a message from the Lord, and Hezekiah trusted in the Lord. Hezekiah's confidence was rooted in his faith in God. He trusted that God would deliver him and his people from their enemies, and he was not afraid to stand firm in that trust. Hezekiah backed up his confidence with prayer. He cried to God, and God did not let him down. This same trust and confidence in God can be seen throughout the Bible, from the faith of Abraham to the boldness of David to the steadfastness of Daniel. Just like Hezekiah, we too face crises and challenges in our lives. But instead of relying on our own strength or resources, we must trust in God. Our confidence should not come from external factors that are fleeting, but from our unshakable faith in God's promises and His power to deliver us. So how do we maintain our confidence in God? To maintain our confidence in God, we must spend time in getting to know Him through prayer, reading the Bible, and exercising our faith. When we face difficult situations, we can pray like Hezekiah did, acknowledging God's power and asking Him for help. We can also remind ourselves of the promises of God, such as Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, which says, So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Are you confident today? In whom do you put your trust and confidence? In God, in your father, or in your mother, or in your wealth? We must put our confidence in God 100%, because He's our defense. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is a reminder that we can have confidence in any situation when we remember that Christ gives us strength. Let us also not forget the words of Psalm chapter 27 verse 3. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Our confidence in God can sustain us through any trial or tribulation. As you go today, take a moment to reflect on where you place your confidence. Do you find yourself relying on your abilities, possessions, or social status? Or are you placing your ultimate confidence in God? Think about a difficult situation you are currently facing, and how can you pray and trust in God's power to help you through it? Write down some Bible verses that encourages you to trust in God's power and carry it with you throughout the day. Remember to include Psalm chapter 118 verse 8, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans." When you feel anxious or uncertain, remind yourself that your ultimate source of confidence comes from your faith in God. And may you be unshakable in your confidence in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your power. We appreciate you for your faithfulness and your steadfast love. We ask that you help us to place our confidence in you and to trust in your strength. Today, give us the courage to stand firm in our faith, even in the midst of trials and challenges. Bless us this day and let your light shine forth in our lives. Thank you for this message. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Kings chapter 19 and chapter 20, and for the evening, John chapter 2. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.